This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Melaghana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Right now, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a little bit of a moment last night?
I was freaked clean out last night, like a dog or a child, because there was so much lightning and thunder, and it was so loud that it actually, like, I don't get freaked out by lightning. I know some people do, but I just, it's not something that I'm usually freaked out by. But last night, it was so loud. It sounded like someone was throwing an axe into my front door. It sounded like it was like a deafening crack. And so I couldn't get to sleep because every time I was trying to get to sleep, it would happen. And it was so loud that it was like I was five again. And I was sitting in my bed going, oh, God, I wish I had a housemate, or I wish I could just, I don't know, have someone to stop me from getting spooked.
Well, this is what you used to always make fun of me, yeah, because we lived together and you're like, oh, but the amount of times, like, because... I will say this. I'm not going to dunk you in it. Yeah. We used to live in Western Australia. It used to be storms over there quite a bit. We used to live on the coast.
Yeah.
And you actually don't like thunder. Like, you get a little bit scared.
Well, I just...
And I think you liked that I was there.
Yeah. I just
like,
do.
You pat your head and be like, it's all right, matey.
Mm.
Had to go into your room. Like, do you want the night light?
That's
right,
not
okay.
What happened.
All right, then.
That never happened. I think it's the noise. I think the noise when it's too loud. When it's like in the distance...
It's literally... You're literally like a dog. You literally can't handle it.
When it's like this in the distance, it's like... I'm like, oh, that's nice, because it's usually raining, and I'm like, oh, it's like a little bit of ambience and stuff like that. It's like maybe you're listening to like a rainforest sound or something like that. But when it's like, I'm like, oh, no. I really do get
quite
freaked out.
Did you have, I believe you had the presence of mind, though, to record some audio of the thunder last night.
Okay, so in this audio, I'm like just like, oh, I can't believe it's hot and stuff like that.
Are you talking to yourself?
I am talking to myself. Okay, and I'll tell you, do you want me to tell you why, before or after we play this?
Why what?
Why I recorded myself.
Let's go before, just so we have context.
Okay. I wanted a recording. Like, I was worried something was going to happen to me. And so I was like, if it's recording, at least someone will find the recording and go, oh, God, so he's hit by lightning inside his house.
The thunder was going to be that bad that the lightning was going to snake in through your window, yeah, and attack you in your bed while you were sleeping.
Okay, well, listen to this audio and tell me that some kind of, like, God, Thor himself, isn't angry at what I'm saying.
The computer here, every single morning this stuff's up on me. I'm going to actually tell someone about this today. All right, okay, so you want to, let's try it again.
Yeah.
How is it still 22 degrees outside? It's 10:30 and it's thundering and raining. But that worked out pretty well. Why can't it be cold?
I can't explain to you how much that freaked me out when that happened.
Why can't it be cold? That is almost Canberra's city tagline at the moment.
Why can't it be cold?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Now, look, speaking of celebrating, yesterday we went down to Axe Canberra in, yep, Fishwick, which is a brand new axe throwing venue. Now, when I say axe throwing, you go, geez, that sounds dangerous. Mm. That sounds bizarre. But no.
It's
neither of those things. It's nice and safe. There's lots of like procedures you go through.
Yeah.
You stand in very specific spots and it's all very above board. But axe throwing's not even bizarre. There's a league.
Yeah.
It's the axe throwing league.
It's the Waddle.
And it's certified down there at Axe Canberra. You can actually take part. They're going to have a league starting up.
Yeah.
And you can take part in the axe throwing league, basically internationally compete here in Canberra, because all the results go up on the website.
Exactly,
so you
right.
You can be versing someone in Germany,
yep,
from the comfort of Fishwick, at Axe Canberra.
And it's so cool down there. They're all so nice. It's brand new and it looks amazing,
yep,
there.
It is. And they're not even finished. We didn't even see the finished product and it looks amazing,
exactly,
already. And it was so much fun. We took Sam, our listener, down there yesterday. He won the right to come down. Unfortunately for Sam, the competition between you and I got a little too heated.
Well, because you and I argued on the way there,
yes,
who would be better. It's one of these freak sports where, like, you can kind of jump into it and then just see how you go. It's,
yep,
not like I can't play AFL because you need to train for that. I'm very physically unfit.
Mm-hmm.
With the axe throwing, all I have to do is put an axe above my head and
just throw skill.
It.
Yeah, yeah, it's ability. It's hand eye coordination.
You can fluke it as well.
You can fluke it, yeah, which I believe is what might have happened a couple of times with you. Let's have a little bit of a listen. Ned and I got ourselves down to a very competitive fever pitch, I will say, just,
yep,
before we got into the axe throwing domain that is Axe Canberra.
Mm.
Golden point scenario.
Whoever scored highest on their one shot wins.
Let's see how this all went.
All right, so we're down here at Axe Canberra in Fishwick, ready to do some axe throwing. I think we'll have a couple of little practice shots,
yep.
And then the golden point scenario where we get one shot each, and whoever's better walks away the champion.
I already know it's going to be me. I'm so confident that I'm going to nail this.
It's really scary to me that you're this confident about axe throwing.
I've thrown a lot of axes in my time. So,
we all ready?
Now that you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the only shot you're getting.
Ready.
Like Eminem said, one shot, one opportunity.
They call me Ready Nanny because I'm always ready.
What's that to do with Eminem?
Just can't be.
Okay, all right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! That's the best one he's done the whole time.
Yeah. What's going through your mind? Where are you going to go for the clutch shot of 10 points?
Or I just can't believe what you did.
Are you going to try and equal me? Because at best, you can equal me unless you go for the clutch.
I'm gonna have to go for the kill shot. Which is what they call it here.
All right,
which
is the kill shot. When you know you're gonna lose. All right, ready?
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, so close. Just so close, but no.
Gauge of the room: 2 less or more than 6.
I think 6 is here.
Okay, good. So I did win. Oh, thank God. All right, I was really worried for a second there. God. I'm not smart at maths, but I'm really good at throwing axes.
So just for the record, 6, more than 2?
I was so good in all the practice shots, and then this one time you fluke it.
Yeah. I was so arrogant beforehand, and now it's paid off. I look like I'm some kind of god.
That's incredible. That's not a lesson, kids.
That's
a terrible lesson.
Always be arrogant.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, you and I used to live together before we moved to Canberra. And it was something that we mutually were like, we should probably not live together and work together because we're around each other all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. We're going to kill each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I love you to the end of the earth. You're my best friend. But, like, at the same time, you're not meant to spend 24 hours with a person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, yeah, let's go our separate ways. Yesterday, I was perusing the Tinders.
Well, there's just one.
Just Tinder.
There's just one. Yeah.
I was just going through and a person came up and I saw that they had a very familiar background in their profile picture. And I was like, that's weird. They're at a pool. And I was like, that's strange. I've seen that pool before. So I went through. There's another photo. I'm like, they're at this pool again. Where have I seen this pool? This is so bizarre. I realized it's your pool.
My apartment building.
Yeah, it's your pool that's on top of your apartment building.
So this lady on Tinder lives in my apartment building.
Well, that's the thing. There were two separate photos where she was in different bathers. And I'm pretty sure, because I know the layout of what your apartment looks like on the inside, there's another photo where I'm like, that looks like what your bathroom kind of looks like.
Yeah, well, they're all mirrored. My apartments in the same complex are all mirrored.
Exactly right. And it looked like she was in the exact same bathroom as the one that you have. I was like, oh my God.
Sure, it wasn't my bathroom because someone's breaking into my house when I'm not there. I'd like to know.
They have your fob key. Just using your pool and your bathroom.
Let's get out. I've got this place. I'm going to have a shower after. I just break into this guy's apartment. That would scare me. So please tell me.
No. She had all of her own stuff on there.
And there was
different. And her bathroom was way nicer than yours.
Way cleaner. Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect. What if I match with this girl? We start talking. We get along really well. We start dating. I'm essentially living in your apartment building, mate.
Yeah, so you become my neighbour.
Yeah.
It'd be like Seinfeld. You'd be my Kramer.
Exactly right. I would just go, oh, and this is also a massive downside to this girl. If we had have matched and we had have started dating,
mm-hmm.
I'm just ducking off all the time to go and play video games or watch movies at your house
or
have beers with you. So I'm like, oh, I'm just off to Josh's again. She's like, well, that's no.
We're on a date
now.
You scumbag.
Oh, yeah, we were having dinner with my parents. You can't skittle off to have a beer with your mate.
Okay, so look, I
got so excited and I was like, oh, this is perfect.
To the single Tinder using ladies of Canberra, I'd like the basic facts of this last conversation to be very clear if you see my friend Ned on Tinder. He is, before he's even matched with this girl, already thinking about what he can get out of the dynamic of them dating that isn't just a lovely human connection.
I'm also a massive keno because I'm planning on moving in straight away.
I think apart from that, what's worse is what perks, apart from just a lovely friendship with someone, I get out of this relationship?
Yeah. That's it.
Before you've even swiped right.
No, that's it. You've got to figure out the best thing for everyone.
You're a scumbag.
And the best thing for me is hanging out with you.
Warms my heart and should be a reason for everybody else to avoid you like the plague.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Morning. We are talking short engagements. Now, you have an opinion where you're a bit of a blank slate with this, Ned.
I have no I think if you know, you know, because maybe I would like start dating someone and then, well, I don't know. I truly am a blank slate because Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got engaged after 9 months.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's fine.
My thing on this is I don't think that a short engagement's a good thing. I think you need to really get to know someone before you make that kind of commitment.
You don't want to find a lot of stuff out about someone while you're married.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you should probably not, because
it's like electing a president. You want to know all the dirt before the election day.
Well, we kind of had like a little bit of a, like, I think you should have a fight maybe before.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Weather a storm is what I said.
Exactly.
If something bad happens in your life and it's not all sunshine and roses and you get through it well, you're like, cool, we do life pretty well together.
Exactly,
I like this.
Yeah.
131060, let us know though. Have you had a short engagement? What was the story? Kim's on the line from Gungahlin. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
Really?
Now, Kim, what's your opinion on all of this?
I'm all for it. I got engaged to my husband. We were together 6 months.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Okay.
It's pretty quick.
9 years that we've been together in March and 6 years married. So.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So, Kim, this is the question we had for people in your situation. First and foremost, as Ned said, congratulations. I just kind of skimmed over that a little bit. But what was it after 6 months where you went, yeah, this has been quick, but I know. I just know.
I don't know. It just felt right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one who actually did feel right before that. I mean, I was 22. He's 21.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly buy into, like, when you know, you know. And
yeah,
then I feel
right.
like other things can unfold and you go, well, actually, maybe this and that isn't exactly what I thought. But I actually buy into, like, if you do know that you are probably going to end up with someone, maybe you actually do know.
I see, this is the thing. I think maybe, just maybe, I'm too much of an overthinker. And
yeah.
so, like, for me, I've always found relationships come from a logical place rather yeah. than an emotional place. Sure, the emotion's there.
Yeah.
But I go into the logic too much.
Well, because marriage is meant to be forever.
Mm.
So if you're going to commit to someone for the rest of your life, it should be a logical decision.
Caleb from Hall, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too
Great,
bad. Kayla. Thank you, Kayla. Now, what's your thoughts?
So I think it's good. Like, I think it's cute, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, if someone meets someone and they know that they're the right person, then why wait for however long to be, I guess, like, socially normal to...
Yeah, well, I don't think that's the thing. I don't think my thing's a social norm. I think it's more just, how do you know? What do you think is the knowing? Do you think it's just a feeling, or do you think there is any logic to it?
I think it's more feeling. Like, you just meet someone and you know you click, so it's just... fate sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if I believe in fate, but I believe in, that's it. I contradict myself constantly because I believe in, like, the if you know, you know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a walking contradiction.
You're a mess. Yeah. There's definitely no doubt about it. I'm sure Kayla and I are on the same page there. But Mark from Tuggers, how are you?
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, what do you think, mate?
I reckon quick one's pretty good. I met my wife. We knew each other through the gym. I met my wife. We got together at the end of October 3 years ago, and we got engaged at the start of December. So it was about four weeks.
Wow.
4 weeks. Wow.
And so you guys still together going strong?
Yeah, just had a little baby 6 months ago. So
really?
Did you? Okay, so without getting too personal here, just because I do want to know, did you find out stuff you wish you'd known
beforehand
as you went? Or were you like, no, this was all okay. Everything I thought was real, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I think you never really know someone, and you're going to be finding out about your partner for the rest of your life, different things about them.
Yeah.
I think that's part of, you know, loving someone and being with them. Yeah, you're going to find out stuff, and you just go through it. So,
yeah, I guess that's such a good point.
Yeah.
That's the logic I was looking at. Yeah, that's it. That's true. You just got to accept the fact there will be unknowns, and if it feels right, it feels right.
It's so funny because...
I'm engaged, and I told my parents. I actually found out that my parents have been married for almost 40 years. They got engaged after a week. And I never
knew. Wow.
That's incredible, Mark.
That is incredible.
My parents are the exact opposite. They had to have three children and were together for 30 years before they're like, well, I guess we better get married.
Yeah, look, I think my nan and pop had a short engagement, but that was back in the day where, well, if you want to see without clothes on, we better get married. let's do this.
You know, you know.
Yeah, you know.
That's how you know.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Lotto last night, $107 million. So it was originally meant to be $100 million for those playing at home. They'll be like, what are you talking about? It's $100 million. Then it ended up being $107 due to the absolute influx of people buying tickets.
Yep.
I went to a petrol station last night and a guy offered me a ticket. Like, you know how they go, oh, would you like to upsize your meal?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was the petrol station going, would you like a lotto ticket?
Would you like to win $107
million? And I don't think
he
gets any commission or anything from that. I think it's literally just... it's $100 million. It's like, in case you've forgotten,
yeah,
there's a chance to win $100 million. It's just people helping people.
Exactly right. He's like, hey, by the way, don't forget.
I've also never seen the petrol station more busy. So I think everyone had the same idea as me. I'll get $10 worth of fuel because it's all I can afford right now. And maybe try and make that a different story.
That's it. Maybe he was just so used to people asking. He's like, and also a ticket, I guess.
Lady that won it from Sydney. Mm-hmm. Good on her. $107.57 million. That's the other thing you're taking away from this. There's also $500,000 in it as well. So $1.75 million.
Mm.
You know what's happened?
What?
Really nice story. Because I've always said, and I've always said on the show many times, there is a way to win the lotto. There are things you're supposed to say in your statement that make people go, good, I'm glad that person won it.
Yeah.
She's come out with she's come out in fine form, the lady that's won it. I think she's still anonymous at this point. Come out in fine form with I thought it was 107,000 and I was stoked.
Yeah.
And then they told me it was 107 million and I'd lost my mind. People are going,
three zeros.
I'm there with you. I can imagine that moment. That's incredible. Then she's come out with, I'm not going to quit my job.
Mm.
Incorrect.
No, wrong.
That is the wrong thing to say to the rest of Australia when you've just won $107 million.
Yeah.
That makes everyone furious.
That's it.
That is one of the three things you don't say if you win the lotto.
Mm.
I'm not going to quit my job.
Yeah.
That's an incorrect thing to say. Oh, this is going to help me pay off the house. Yeah. Incorrect thing to say.
Yep.
Oh, good, I can buy another yacht now.
Yeah.
Incorrect thing
That's
to say.
It, another
They're
yacht.
They're the three, all right? They're the ones no one wants to hear when someone wins the lotto. Yeah.
I think if I was her boss and she was like, so I'm not quitting. I think if I was her boss and she turned up today, he'd be like, look, Kathleen, I'm letting you go. I can't have someone walking around who hears worth $107 million.
You're too much of a loose cannon.
You're fired, obviously.
Because nothing, with that kind of money, nothing would matter to you anymore.
Yeah.
Like consequences, apart from legal consequences, like the law, imagine if your boss was like, well, look, we're going to have to bring, like, say you're having a bit of a biffo with somebody in the office, right?
Yeah, you're having a disagreement.
You're having a disagreement over the kitchen not being clean enough or something.
Yep.
We're going to mediate this. Like, I'm not going to that meeting.
No,
I have $100 million.
I'll buy the company.
I don't care. I don't care if the kitchen's a little dirty. Consequences don't matter to you anymore when you have $107 million. You can't be in the workplace. You're too much of a loose cannon.
And I think, honestly, if she went to work and her boss was like, look, you're fired. I know in today's day and age, you have to give like three warnings and you're like, you get the only last warning, you're about to be fired, or else people can sue you. I think you'd be in pretty good stance that this person's not going to want any more money. So you're like, you're fired. And I know you're not going to sue me because you're already worth $107 million.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to add 50 grand to that. I don't think so. I'm fine.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
And it's time for us to catch up with the lady who's 83. Mm-hmm. My Nan Robin, for the first time in 2019. Now, I have it on good authority that I think she's driving at the moment, so we're going to get her on the Bluetooth, and we might even get my pop Lionel as just an added bonus.
We've had, sometimes we've had Leap and Lionel on the show.
Leap and Lionel, that's his name?
We all the time get Rock and Robin on the show, but I don't think we've ever, 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 in the whole time we've been doing radio for like 5 years, we've never had them both on at the same time.
Never had the combo. Now look, my Nan, if you've never heard this segment, up to date with all things pop culture. She gets on Facebook, she gets on all the women's magazines, she knows her stuff. We're going to ask her about the tennis, obviously she's a big tennis fan, that's on at the moment. A bunch of other stuff's been happening, obviously.
Yeah.
So let's just get into it. The first edition for 2019 of...
Hello, Nan.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I'm just driving to Shepparton with
Pop. Are you driving or are you in the car?
I'm driving.
Oh, well, we probably shouldn't speak to you while you're driving.
Well, I've got Bluetooth.
Oh, well, no, let's... Look, Rock and Robin on the move. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, exactly.
It's all right, I got my eyes closed.
You've got your eyes closed, Pop?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's good.
Okay. Nan, what do you think about 2019 so far? Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I was going to, but I changed my mind.
Oh. What was it going to be?
Probably give up alcohol.
Oh, and then you... How quickly did you change your mind?
Oh, after about 2 days.
Oh, I thought you said 2 minutes. You're like, well, it's not like I can't celebrate New Year's.
Look, Nan, the tennis is on right now. Do you have a tennis player that is your particular favourite?
Well, Roger Federer, of course.
Okay.
Okay, you're going for number one.
Do you have a tennis player that you think is a bit of all right?
Roger Federer.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Right, not a Rafael Nadal girl, are you?
Oh, yeah, no, I love Rafael.
Yeah, all right.
He's a very handsome man.
Let's go with the negative side of the spectrum then. Do you have a tennis player you're not a fan of?
Djokovic.
Oh, yeah. I just heard Pop say Tomek then. Is feeding you the line.
Not a second went past Tomek.
Well, it's a case that he can remember names at our age, love. Yeah.
He's just helping you. You've combined.
This is the first Leap and Lionel and Rock and Robin combined episode, and this is fantastic. Well, Pop, did you have a good Christmas?
Oh yes, mate. Always.
Yeah, fantastic. Always. How are you guys beating the heat right now? Because it's 40 here in Canberra, so I can't imagine what it's like in Cobram.
It's been terrible, mate. But with the type of air conditioning we've got, it's really good, as you know.
Yeah, no, I don't remember it being really good. I remember you having an evaporative air conditioner that's worked sometimes. Do you guys have it working perfectly now?
Oh, well, it does work. It's only when it's humid it doesn't work very well.
Oh, and this is dry. This is really dry heat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 46 yesterday.
46?
Yeah.
Wow. Your inheritance money is going down the gurgler with how much money it must cost to run this air conditioner. Yeah.
It's never off. We won't have any money to leave. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to pay the power bill. Actually, you have to pay it off for us.
Oh, well, guys, try and stay inside as much as you can, because you seem to be living on the surface of the sun. That doesn't sound like a good place to be right now.
No, well, Peter reckons we'll leave an invoice when we die.
Just the power that's, bill.
Lovely from your second son there. That's fantastic. That's a very nice thing.
No, don't build up your hopes, mate.
No, I don't have any hopes, Nan. I hope you live for another 25, 30 years just so you can keep spending all the money.
You say yes or don't.
Nan, Pop, enjoy the rest of your drive to Shepparton. Thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Darling, I'm glad you're back at work.
Yes, and I'm glad you're keeping your eye on the road. Drive safe.
See you guys.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for all mine.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. You got it in.
Bye bye. See ya.
Bye.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast.
It is time right now for the first version of this for 2019.
It's Ned and Josh's job game.
And look. Bit of a serious disclosure here. I would very much like to win this game this morning. If you would like to play, get on the phone. 131060 is the number to call. All you need to play is a job. You just need a job.
Yep, it's that simple. We're going to ask you a question each. I'll go first because I am obviously the champion. You're the contender. And then from the information gathered, you're going to try and guess what they do.
We've got Alex on the line right now. Alex from Campbell, how are you?
Good, mate. Good. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you, Alex. All right, now, are you ready to have a crack at the job game for 2019?
Yeah, mate, for sure.
Great. All right, here we go.
Alex, do you have a good Christmas, mate?
Yeah, mate, it was good.
Good.
Cool. That's not helpful at all.
I'm sorry, Alex. You'll have to excuse my co-host for not caring about you. I know I certainly do.
Are you going to be working outside today, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. Alex, are you a landscaper?
No.
Very disappointing.
I was very nervous for a second there because I was like, that's eliminated a lot of jobs.
Alex, what do you do for a living?
Can't tell you.
No, you can now. I've got it wrong, mate.
Yeah, we always
they had the big sound effect. I've gotten it wrong. What do you do?
Crane operator.
Right.
Ah, fantastic.
Alex actually couldn't tell us. He's like, no, I work for the government. I can't tell you.
Work outside for the government.
Yeah, I'm not like surveilling someone.
Thank you very much for the call, Alex. Have a great weekend. We got Kayla on the line from Flynn. Kayla, how are you?
Excellent. How are you guys?
They're not too bad. Great, thank you, Kayla. Now, you ready to play the job game?
Sure am.
Great news. Okay. First question to you, Ned, as always.
Kayla, do you live in Flynn?
Yes.
You're a piece of crap. That was terribly unhelpful, Ned.
Why?
Terribly unhelpful.
What if she works and lives in Flynn?
I said Kayla from Flynn.
Yeah, and maybe she's just calling from Flynn. I just want to know if she lives there.
I've been given nothing to work with.
I want to know if she lived there. She might just be calling from Flynn. Maybe she likes being in Flynn. Flynn's a very cool name.
Kayla, are you going to be working outside today?
No.
Okay. All right, then.
Just eliminated like 10% of jobs.
Kayla, are you a real estate agent?
No.
That sometimes work outside.
Yeah, like but they're not primarily outside.
And here is the backyard, which I will not show you because I refuse to go outside. I'm afraid of the sun.
Kayla, what do you do for a living?
I'm allowed to answer.
Yeah, you're allowed. I've gotten it wrong, Kayla. You're allowed
I'm
to say.
I'm a chef.
You're a chef.
Oh, awesome. That's cool. What's your signature dish, Kayla?
Seafood boule bay.
Wowee. Dang, I couldn't even begin to guess what that is.
That is so fancy. I don't recognize that as food, what you just said. So I'll have to learn.
I'm guessing that's French.
Yep.
Is it French fries?
No.
Oh, that's
what
French
kind of
food,
is it?
Know.
Explain it to us a little bit, Kayla.
Okay, so what it is it's a reduction of the seafood shells, so your crustaceans, etc. You make a bisque out of it,
ooh,
and then you do a tomato and cream sauce and reduce it and add the seafood at the end. It's a signature French culinary dish.
Well, let me just say, I may not have gotten a round of applause because I got them both wrong today, but because you can make that, round of applause for you this morning, Kayla.
You explaining that to me was like me trying to learn calculus. I have no idea what you just said. My God, I heard...
Seafood in soup.
There we go. That's better.
There we go. That's for someone like me.
Kayla, you have a fantastic weekend, and I think it's time for us to call it.
Yeah, let's call it.
That is the end of this morning's show. We are going to be back Monday morning from 6 a.m.
Yep.
Have a fantastic weekend, Canberra. Look, honestly, hopefully a few people out there today are going to be getting a nice visit from...
Super Soak Squad.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be out and about on the streets with the Super Soak Squad. But this afternoon, this evening, we're also going to be down at MIT Ballpark with the Canberra Cavs, enjoying R&B Friday down there. I will say this, my baseball bat that I've never used before, getting christened tonight.
By an actual player.
And I am terrified.
Yeah, good.
Terrified.
So if you want to come and see that,
nearly almost guaranteed to be hit by a baseball, me, that is, you can come and see that in person. So, look.
We'll see you there.
It's going to be fun. Have a fantastic weekend, Canberra. Stay safe. Monday morning, 6 a.m. We'll speak to you then. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.